Let's hear now from another storyteller in our Arizona Storytellers series. We record the live storytelling events created by the Arizona Republic and share them with you. In Phoenix, the storytellers share stories about our community or about life events that shape them. Megan Finnerty is the creator of the series. Here she is with our storyteller.
When Molly McCloy was 26, she got her first teaching job at DeVry University. One of the first things she learned about teaching was that she would have to repeat herself 5 or 6 times before her students understood the material. One day in class, Molly was telling her students about their demonstration speeches coming up.
One of my students, who was the kid that was never listening, always made me repeat myself. He was this tall, lanky, red-haired kid named Jesse. And he said, "Miss McCloy, can I talk to you after class, privately?" And I thought, oh no, you know, he's gonna make me repeat the lecture that I just did like 5 or 6 times just for him in private. But I went ahead and met with him, and he looked at me and he said, "Miss McCloy, I'm gay, and I would like to come out to the rest of the class in my demonstration speech. Is that okay?" And I said, "Well, I guess that depends on how you plan to demonstrate that. You know, I'm glad you told me about this, and you know that I'm gay, right?" And he said, "Oh, of course, everybody knows that." And he said, "But, you know, but can I do this speech?" And if I had been a veteran teacher, I would have said, "You know what? Public speaking is hard enough as it is. Don't do this to yourself. Pick another topic." But I was a new teacher, and I was all liberal and squishy, and I definitely didn't want him to shame him for coming out to me. And then there was one more reason that I just didn't tell him no. And that was because I was 26 years old, and there was this immature part of me that just wanted to see what would happen. So the day of the demonstration speeches came, and Jesse got up in front of the class, and the first thing that I noticed was that he was barefoot. And I gave him the benefit of the doubt. I thought, well, maybe he changed his topic to foot care, you know. And he looked terrified, and it wasn't just the average terror of the public speaking student. And that's when I smelled the whiskey. And I said, "Stop," and I called him out into the hall with me. And he looked at me with tears welling up in his eyes, and he said, "I can't do it." And that's when he dropped this folded up piece of paper on the ground, and I picked it up, and I opened it and looked at it. And so if plan A was to show up to class barefoot and drunk and come out to a bunch of conservative students, apparently plan B was to teach everybody how to make chocolate chip cookies. And I said, "You know, come on, let's call you a cab." And he put his arm around me and leaned his full weight against me. And as we stumbled down the stairs, I felt like this war medic. And I was just praying that he wouldn't puke on me. Jesse got over his horrible hangover and eventually passed my class. And I would see him in the halls after that, and he would talk to me about his boyfriend, who was another DeVry student. And at the time, I thought I was a really good role model. It didn't register that I had let my student lead where I should have led. In fact, it would take me years to figure out that coming out to my class wasn't about me, it was about my students. But I guess it's like that thing with students where you have to repeat things for them 6, 7 times. I guess that goes for teachers too.
Molly McCloy teaches at Pima Community College. You can hear more stories like this at our next night of live storytelling, Monday, October 26th, at Skyline, which is the rooftop patio, at the Renaissance Phoenix Downtown Hotel. To learn more about the Arizona Storytellers Project or how to participate in one of our upcoming nights, visit storytellers.azcentral.com.
That's Arizona Storytellers creator Megan Finnerty. We'll bring you more storytellers from these local events on KJZZ, and you can hear more at storytellers.kjzz.org.